Hey guys, welcome to episode 200 of the Crack Brain Podcast. Sorry that this episode is coming out this week rather than last week. Just a bunch of craziness that happened with the schedules. We actually recorded this the weekend before, but again, just with editing and then Thanksgiving and all that, it just became a lot to be able to go and upload. So I'm sorry about that, but I am glad that we're actually able to go and get this episode out. It was a whole lot of fun, and yeah, it just sort of primes us for getting ready for more. If I could take a quick couple of seconds just to go and say thank you to everyone that has listened, that has been on the podcast, that, you know, that has reached out. Doing this podcast has been an amazing journey. It's something that it's had so many, you know, high points, low points, and different areas all around in the last, I think it's been going on for about 3.5-4 years at least. That it's, again, it's amazing to be able to go and do this. So I've met quite a few of you that have been fans of the podcast. There's been times where we've met over at cons, over just walking about, and you know, and just all kinds of different areas. So again, myself personally, on behalf of the rest of the Crack Brain team, I just wanted to say thank you guys so much for sticking with us. You know, our main goal is always to bring you guys good entertainment. You know, we're still working at trying to go and develop other ideas and get things going. It's still amazingly hard, especially since so many of our lives have changed in different ways. Like I'm telling you guys right now, the people even that we were a few months ago are different than the people that we are now. So there's so many things going on that it's really hard to pin it down. So again, thank you guys for sticking around. We're going to keep on doing this podcast for as long as you guys listen and as long as it's still fun to do. So yeah, like I said, thank you for that. But getting on with this specific episode, again, we're at episode 200. You've got, if I can remember, it's myself, it's Mason, it's Candace, it's Tyler, and I believe Brandon was over on this one as well. And again, we're just sort of having fun doing our thing, so... I hope you guys enjoy this episode. We look forward to going and giving you guys another one very, very soon. Hopefully next week. And yeah, like I said, thank you guys. Love you guys so much. I do not know what the episode title is right now because I do not have my notebook, but I will find that immediately. So again, thank you guys so much, and enjoy episode 200 of the Crack Brain Podcast.
this is why I freaking love our energy, because Tyler's just like, fucking do it.
That peer pressure will get you every time.
You're not wrong. You're absolutely not wrong. I don't know if I'm actually gonna go and actually release this part, but like, for anyone that might be around, like, normally we kind of like bullshit for a little bit before the podcast starts
for like 5 hours.
Fuck you, dude.
I was gonna say, do we ever take
tonight time? You know, 5 hours from now I plan on being unconscious,
dude. Like a little over an hour from now I plan on being unconscious.
No,
I have the day off tomorrow and I'm still just going like, I want sleep. I also
have the day off tomorrow, but by day off, I mean I still need to wake up early to donate plasma, and I'm going to the gym, so...
Jesus.
I know. That's why I'm spending my day off.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's like, I'm going to be spending at least the afternoon portion driving all the way over to Sandy to go and work, like, I'm supposed to be a silhouette for, I think it's like a commercial or something like that.
A silhouette.
Yeah, it's like, it's for half an hour, and I think I'm getting paid like $50.
Nice.
But my agent's all like, you got to do it. You got to do it. The people are amazing. I'm just like,
it's experience, right? Yeah, is what he said.
I'm good on experience, especially for $50 worth of experience. That's pumping gas for me. All right.
Do they at least compensate you for the travel time out there?
No.
No.
No. It's when they tell you it is $50, it is $50. And it's $50 that you get 30 to 45 days later.
And is it taxed?
It's like the compensation you get for when you sign up for medicinal drug trials.
I would know nothing about that, Tyler.
I thought you had experience.
No, I got really close and wanted to, and then they went, maybe not. No, I like, don't get me wrong. Like it's fun. And I actually do enjoy acting and all that kind of stuff. But like, there are times when I just sit there and go like, why do I have to do this? Why can't I just do what I want to do? And then we'll be good with it.
Yeah. Like, that was the whole point of this.
Sure. Let's do all the things that you want to do.
Look, at least this is still fun.
Yeah. Right? Well, that's what I mean. Like the whole point of this whole company was doing what you want to do and having fun with it.
That is true. And yeah. Here's a weird bit of like truth. I'm sort of kind of glad that we took a break for like COVID and all that, because like it's actually really helped with like all the stuff that's gone on this last year. I am glad that I wasn't sitting there every single podcast like, my life sucks. It's like, I didn't want that, but now like I am I actually started writing again. Mm-hmm. That's weird to me. Like, not just like, oh, okay, I did a little bit of writing. It's like, I think I wrote something like 1,000 words yesterday, and I'm going to try to beat that tomorrow. So, nice. Yeah.
Not joining in the Now Roll Me Roll, whatever it's called. November Nano writing. Remo? Yeah, no, Nano Remo.
What did you just say to me?
Did you not join the Nano Remo? It's a November writing challenge where, like, every single day you're supposed to write a certain amount of words.
Oh, screw that! No, hell no, hell no. That sounds like it. I'm going to do something that I love and then halfway through it, really not love it anymore. So.
Yeah, it's like November's version of Inktober before people realized that Inktober was bullshit. Nobody should do it.
Didn't it get trademarked?
Yeah, and the person who trademarked it is a terrible person, so that's why nobody does it anymore. So,
but now we got No Nut November.
Nobody does that, man.
Nobody does No Nut November.
There's some of us that look at No Nut November and go like, I will last. If I can last an hour into it, I will be awesome. And then barely get about 30 minutes in and go like, you know what? F this. I'm my own person. All right.
You know, no, the challenge is to keep them dry all month because you've emptied them.
I think the funniest post I saw was somebody being like, oh, all the women who participated in No Shave November are going to participate in No D December. I'm like, cool. Nobody's shaving till January then. Sounds like a plan.
Woohoo.
Why is everyone all
getting sex for 2 months?
Right.
I was just about to say, like, why is everyone going like, I'm not getting sex yet? It's like, I mean, look, if that's what you're going for, fine. But like, hey, don't willingly hurt yourself.
Right. I'm like, let's see who survives No D December longer, man. Like,
right. No D December going on 7 months. Woo!
I got you beat, man. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Fuck, I wasn't even talking about me, but now that I'm thinking about it, yeah, it probably has been about that. God damn it. That's those are a bunch of emails that I don't want this next week. All right. I got some weird ones based off of Grog last week.
Oh dear.
I'm not drinking grog. I'm just drinking alcohol. All right.
Just your normal drink.
Yeah. Tyler basically came over to my place the next day and he's like, Candace, you know how you told me that stuff was basically NyQuil? I think you're right. And I'm like, I swear to God. I swear to God, somebody in Mexico just sold Mason 2 bottles of NyQuil. And we're just like, this dumb white boy will never know.
It might have been, but I will tell you right now, like, thankfully I was able to get to, I got through work the next day really irritable. Like, don't get me wrong, I was not a pleasant person to be around. But I got through it with no sickness, no headache, no nothing.
It's NyQuil.
Is that lime?
It's NyQuil. Lime. I promise you, it's NyQuil. I took one shot of that and had the same reaction I have taking NyQuil.
See, my nose cleared up. I got groggy and I just know.
Yeah. I was like, man, I was feeling sick until I drank that. Now I'm feeling great, but was it worth it?
Look, okay, for anything, like for all other purposes, grog is amazing. All right, I'm gonna tell you guys, right, like the people that listened or watched last episode, they freaking know. But what I will tell you, Candace, is that grog is a gift and you really should partake.
I drank the one that Tyler had. It tasted like NyQuil.
No, that's not grog.
Oh, okay. No, I thought that was the same stuff.
No.
That was Mexican honey.
We did try that.
Yeah, we tried that, and then maybe 20 minutes later, all of a sudden, like this goofball Zelda shirted man over here starts telling me the recipe for grog,
and I'm all like, I don't see any.
Oh my god.
You all Zelda-shirted people.
You go shut yourself, sir.
Tyler's bringing the fan service this episode.
Yeah, I was going to say, there goes our view count all the way up.
Underboob, okay.
He brought a crop top to the podcast.
Hey, ooh. He's got a point. There was no curvature to a male breast, so he is fine.
No, we need a ooh-woo.
No, we don't.
Yes,
no,
we do.
Don't. 100%, no, we don't.
Do your best,
ooh-woo. That's going to be a hard no.
Do it for the views.
Yeah. What views?
Well, if you title it "Uwu,"
Uwu notices bulge.
Knowing us, people would sit there go like, "Daddy, dear God, that was a thing to hear in my ears."
Tyler is cringe, but he is free.
Yeah, not wrong. Absolutely not wrong.
Okay. Well, nobody can get to me and Tyler about being cringe because we run an anime podcast. We're beyond that.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess you're right.
We're immune.
I guess you're right. You're not. See, you're immune to cringe, but you're not immune to just like the irritability that just comes with. Did you just fucking watch what came before our eyes? Why did they do that?
Okay, I will say, though, like, TikTok is definitely ruining the anime experience for me, though, because there was that TikTok that went around where everybody was doing the whole, like, why are you such a sussy baka? And every time I hear that TikTok, I cringe. I can't. I get secondhand embarrassment listening to that.
See, the only one closest I get for that is the doggone like Baka Eren Yeager thing.
Yeah,
and I'm kind of over that. Yeah. Like, I still laugh at it.
Same,
but it's like I could go not hearing it for at least like 2-3 months, and then I want to hear it again.
Yeah, exactly. But the sussy Baka one, I can't. I absolutely can't. I'm like, this is beyond cringe. This is like. Lethal dose cringe. Like, I can't.
Your TikTok is better than mine.
There was, I was shopping and there is a product called Baka in the frozen. I had to send it to Carly.
They don't know what they're selling.
Let's see. Nope, that's not it. I don't know where it is. But yeah, I was laughing my head off. There's a Baka.
Eren Yeager. It's okay. Me and my coworker went like months where we would just like walk up behind each other and just whisper "Tatsukai" all the time. Tatsukai.
I think that might have to be my new weeb call over on like set. Just sit there and be like, "You smell like a baka." And then just wait for someone. And I'm like, Yeager. I'm going to hang out with that person over there.
Wait, you mean you're not going to say, what'd you say to me anymore? Yeah. What'd you say to me?
That's reserved for us.
Or the director. What'd you say to me?
Look, you need to say it right. If it's like, what the fuck did you just say to me? I, I've started like holding fast to now my new like willing to cuss roots. All right. Oh, be glad that I'm not sitting here going like, what did you just say to my face? Excuse me.
I really love Tyler's webcam because it definitely makes him look like the whitest guy in this chat. Your white balance wrong. Is just blowing up, man.
I know, we can change it.
No, Tyler's there's still whiter.
Backlight.
Okay. I will ask you guys the same.
I'm all oily, shiny. Look at this.
Gross.
It's not right. You just buffed your head, all right?
No, this is a tactic I learned or whatnot. It works better with so the you know the sheets that you put on a toilet when you're in a public bathroom?
Yes.
Those are
you're not just carrying around a box of that shit, are you?
No. So like you know they work great as oil absorbent pads.
No, so, I didn't know that.
That's why they stick to your ass.
Yeah, so like if you've ever seen on the shelf like Neutrogena oil absorbent pads, they're pretty much the same thing. So, I learned this on a guy that does men's styling. Like he's very popular, and so he knows stuff.
Okay. Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to hit the stop button so that way whoever is the guest right now can join this chat.
Probably Mason.
Because, yeah, that's a God damn it. God damn. Okay, hold on. Hitting pause.
Is he able to hear us?
Probably. Okay, and I will just hurry up and say it this way. Okay, welcome to episode 200 of the Crack
200! Yay!
That was my only yell for the night. The kids are asleep.
I was about to say, like, that needs to be, like, our only ones for a bit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ, Caden. I'm just going to say it. Your doggone audio is going crazy fast compared to everyone else's.
Crazy, crazy.
Crazy, crazy, crazy.
Gotta go fast.
Sonic.
Gotta go faster, faster, crazy faster.
Wait, what do you mean? No, mine's the same speed as everyone else.
Not on mine. Mine, yours looks like it's having a field day. It's just going like, no.
Maybe, Stefan, yours is the problem.
You shut up. All right. Yeah,
maybe stop blaming everyone else, Brandon, and you can come around.
We aren't even a minute in, and I'm already getting deep fuck you vibes.
Would it be episode 200? Because 100 episodes ago, I got a big fuck you.
Yeah.
Brandon, most
in the good or the bad way.
You get it. What?
Yeah. On behalf of the group, can we please just say shut it, Peck?
Yes!
No, that's not going to happen because I was invited here.
Still, you were invited here so we could all say shut it, Peck.
Yeah. On three. In the happiest of terms, one, two, three.
I can
three.
Mute you.
Shut it.
Put it in my
pack.
Wait, what? I thought
you just you.
I think Kate had drowned you all out.
It's true.
did I?
I maybe. All right.
Because I didn't say the same thing.
I know you did. You're oh God, I hate
it cut out for me. I didn't hear what Kaden said at all.
It's
Don't worry
fine.
About it.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Hey Mason, have you ever seen Letterkenny?
Nope.
You know he hasn't.
Squirrely Dan, he wants you to pay attention to his butthole, and that's essentially what I said.
I don't know anything. I know Crazy Dave from Plants vs. Zombies.
Could have stopped with close. The Shusies and the Shishimis.
Shusies and the Shishimis. Dude, I feel like out of anyone in the entire Crack Ring crew, I am Squirrely Dan.
You really
and I
are.
I am okay with it. I am okay with this.
And it's not just because you're bearded and fluffy. It is just literally like, it is you.
Yeah, my whole personality is Squirrely Dan. I love it. It felt good, okay?
I don't know anything about what just happened.
Don't worry, Mason. We'll have you watch later, Kenny.
Just watch Stefan slowly strip during the stream.
I'm just paying attention to the podcast.
I didn't realize that.
Got some saxophone music happening.
I am ridiculously tired already. Like I am hanging on for what I can with this episode. I really wouldn't be surprised if in like 30 minutes, this is going to be lost on all audio podcast listeners. If I'm just sitting there in 30 minutes, just like,
someone shot Stefan. Give him mouth to mouth.
What, did you say someone shot Stefan? That's
100%. So, look, if it's close enough for me to being to like knocking the hell out, I will absolutely be there. Like it can look like someone went and took me out. I don't give a damn. All right. Sleep is sleep. All right.
So I don't want to be that person, but we haven't introduced who's even here.
We absolutely haven't. God damn. See,
who are we?
Candace, keep us on the ball.
What am I?
I've also been watching the cat the whole time. I just saw him jump up on Tyler's lap, and I'm just like, look at him.
There's a pussy sticking out of the bottom of Tyler's cam.
He's so happy.
There is. Well,
we're 200 episodes of nobody.
You got. I can't even get it like a word in with y'all. All right, the man has a cat over to his lower right, but to our lower lefts, we all love him. That is known as a Tyler.
Mm-hmm. Hello, that's me.
See,
he just went there Mario on us for a second there.
It's a me, Tyler.
As long as it wasn't Waluigi.
Yeah, but you would rather be Waluigi. Speaking of Waluigi and, you know, slightly taller than me people that are very annoying, we have Brandon.
I'm not Waluigi.
You very much are.
I can say that. Waluigi.
I cannot do his
You are also not a Wario.
You're also not getting into Smash.
The Waluigi of CB is Brandon.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
I'm not even gonna say anything from
that mean I can keep my mustache?
I have no governance over your mustache.
You have to grow it out and get it to go all like zigzaggy crooked.
I will do it. We'll have
just tape some pipe cleaner to your mustache.
That's not how facial hair works, but I wouldn't expect you to know that, Mason.
Nope.
Right.
I'm a clean.
You're a blurry boy. That's all I see.
Well, he's fine. I think we should glue some hair to Mason and make him look like he has a beard.
We could do that.
Brandon is talking about trying to go and glue stuff over to his face. That's Mason.
Yay. Hello, friends. We're recording episode 200.
Mason, you at least got to wait till we get finished with introductions before you start going nuts with where we're recording.
Is he squealing? Was he squealing?
Yeah.
Like a little bit.
Yeah.
I squeal a little bit now and again.
Okay.
That came out wrong. I'm sorry.
He was the starting point to a comment that made us all slightly uncomfortable. That is that
I was uncomfortable with it.
I'm not talking about you.
And I'm not included in that.
You were already introduced, Peck. Shut it.
I'm talking about Caden.
He's got a baby Yoda.
His name is Grogu.
Copyright violation.
Later story. Anyways, continue.
And then, God damn it!
Hey, there.
Taking over for Boss Man. We got the lovely and amazing Candace. Say hello, Candace.
Hello, Candace.
Has it been a year already?
She can listen.
They can listen. Thank you.
I didn't know. My bad.
Ooh. Yeah, no worries.
Oh,
see.
This is what happens when I don't talk to people forever. I don't know their freaking pronouns. It is in my brain. And then we have our host, Stefan, who's just going to take a little nap. He's going to take a nap right there.
He's not dead. He's napping. He's gone now.
He's gone.
All right.
On the YouTube channel.
So I feel like between the five of us, we have the charisma of one black dude. So let's get this rolling.
I have 0% black in me.
Boss is asleep. Time to go crazy. I also have a puppy dog.
Now's the squeals.
Yay! I can't do the squeal anymore. I'm too embarrassed.
That's a squeal.
That's also, not a pig squeal.
Wee-ew! That was a pig squeal from a Geico commercial.
Oh, God.
Wee-ew!
You need to get the
How long are you gone?
Too long, apparently. Too long.
So, I come back so and see, people squeal. The reason he's able to do that so well is, you know how there's the trope of like, oh, that person was raised by wolves? Well, no, Mason, he was raised by pigs.
Hey, I finished that season one of Raised by Wolves today.
That's a thing?
Yeah,
isn't that just called The Jungle Book?
No, Raised by Wolves. It's a series on HBO.
I have no idea.
That's why no one's ever heard of it.
Yeah, okay.
No one watches HBO.
What are you talking right. about? Like, there's been tons of stuff for it.
The All only right. thing people go to HBO for is Game of Thrones, and that's done with.
Yeah.
Never saw it.
I mean, I'd watch Titans. Titans.
Snyder Cut, Doomsday, or Doom Patrol, Titans, Young Justice.
Very true.
Harry Potter currently.
However, I will say this way, if we're talking about any place that has had literal thunder going through them as far as a streaming service, that is Netflix. All right, I'm telling you right now, like, I just finished Arcane, freaking awesome. I just started Cowboy Bebop,
started
conflicted
that.
So
yeah,
live action.
I didn't watch the original, so I don't know what to compare it to.
I think that's probably the best way to go into it, because it seems like a lot of what they're doing with the live action is that too many people complained that, like, live-action anime isn't enough like their original anime, so this time they're just going for, like, full-blown recreating it. But, I don't know, it just makes it too easy to compare to the original, which...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's problematic. So, there's a sweet spot. There's a gray area you gotta hit when it comes to live-action adaptations, and I just don't think they're hitting it, honestly.
I see, I am, what? I'm on the third episode in. First one, I didn't give a damn. Second one, it's like, this is intriguing. I'm actually into this. Third one, I'm like, okay, you know what? Let's at least see where this goes. But as long as they don't fully like Rurouni Kenshin or bleach it, I will be happy.
Yeah, I do need to binge it with Tyler, because I've only seen clips and I've seen like half of the first episode. But everything that I've seen of it, I'm like, this just feels like they're setting themselves up for failure. I don't want to go into it too negatively, but I'm like,
yeah, that's what the Quiet Cast for.
Yeah.
Look, all right. Ouch. Some of us don't get to talk about all this kind of stuff unless they're over here on the podcast. So guess what? You shut your face. All right.
I do need to watch Arcane though, because
I want to watch it.
Yeah.
I literally started watching anime to be able to talk to you guys. That was my gateway into your friendship, was anime, and I had to watch it.
Mm-hmm. And now you're trying to go and part it out over, like, through other conversations. Guess what? We're having the conversation here, all right?
Yeah.
You can suck it.
Yeah. If you want us to talk about it on our podcast, then you need to be over on our podcast, and I don't see you stepping up, all right? So...
Well, that's because I haven't watched a ton of anime yet. I'm just enough to be friends.
Only Sword of Art Online.
Not even, dude. I watched like 3 episodes of that, and then someone died, and Jenna said, "Nope, we can't watch this anymore." I was like, "We're not gonna be able to watch anime if you can't handle someone dying."
Yeah, someone dying, then don't watch anything.
Yeah,
that's what.
Except Fairy Tale.
You can watch people die in Fairy Tale too, dude.
Do they?
You can watch Restaurant to Another World. Nobody dies in that.
That is true. No one dies.
I don't think anyone dies in Little Witch Academia.
Jenna started making... I think we started watching The Devil as a Restaurant Worker or Fast Food Worker.
Oh, Neville's the Part-Timer.
So good.
I love Neville's like the Part-Timer. Season 2, let's go!
Season 2, bitches!
Yup.
Does anyone die in Food Wars?
Gordon Ramsay by watching the first 2 episodes.
He has children, Brandon. He can't.
Learn what happens when you get good food.
That's not it. That's not what happens when you have
what
good
are you?
Food.
What are you, yeah. Brandon? What are you?
What is in your hand?
A bearded D20.
It
is my D20. It's my pansexual D20 set.
Oh, gay.
Yeah. Roll for initiative.
Oh, gay. I got a 9.
It's not if great. You get a 6, we'll be in business.
Nope, a 15.
Didn't he have to get the 6 first? Does it still count if he gets the 6 second?
Well, some of us are dyslexic, so...
96? You can do that. Yeah, that's just... That's the butt stuff.
That's called sleeping.
That's Mason, take it from me. That's called marriage.
Aw. So sad. What? Candace said sleeping, and then Caden said marriage.
Yeah, you gotta sleep when you're married. What's wrong with that?
Never mind.
You're just gonna drop the bit? Just gonna, okay.
I'm not sure Mason quite picked up on it. I think it literally flew over his head.
I don't think Mason knows what 69 is.
I do.
I do. It's that thing where if you see the number, you say nice, right?
Hey,
nice. Mason. Look, I've only had one girlfriend, and I got a peck on the cheek, and I'm 24, so let's just...
Nothing wrong with that, Mason.
Mason reminds me of that meme where it's like the kids are just like, 69 is a funny number, and nobody on the internet knows why.
No, nobody.
I love you, Mason. Yeah. Never change, never be corrupted.
That is not the vibes I get on a daily basis. Yay, shame.
Okay, Mason, I have a question for you.
Oh,
okay. Right. Since the last time we talked, have you figured out which of your customers are a Karen?
Oh.
I haven't found one yet. Really? I don't have a Karen customer.
I mean, what's
different to you? You have. You're just oblivious.
What's the male version of Karen? And not to be like, I feel like that kind of sounds sexist, but it's South Jordan Home Depot. So, I mean, I feel like the majority of his customers are going to be male anyways, just because of how that city is.
I've heard two different names for a male Karen. One is Kevin, because it sounds like Karen.
Kevin.
And the other one is Donald.
Donald?
Yeah.
I've never heard that one.
No.
Like, big fat Cheeto piece of shit.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Mason, if you don't know who I'm talking about, you really need to get out to the world.
I was trying to keep it subtle so we don't get into politics with this podcast, but yeah, that I have heard that one being referred to as a male Karen.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I think of the Family Guy joke.
Just stay innocent. Yeah. Don't look into it.
Yeah, at least I was...
When you said that, I thought of the Family Guy joke when he's like, it ain't easy being cheesy. I legitimately, that's what came to my head.
Yeah, that's fine. But I think Kevin is the more common one anyway. With
Kevin?
Mm. Yeah.
Stefan, you didn't bring back food for your food tease.
Why
do you think he needs to food tease us every episode, Mason? Like, it doesn't need to be a thing.
I'm food teased.
I mean, I just want to put on the record that still, to this date, I am pretty sure I am still the only one Stefan has made cornbread for. And that makes me feel special.
Yeah, you are special. You're better than the rest of us.
I didn't say that, Mason.
I think Carly and I have had his cornbread.
Ice cream sandwich food teased.
Yeah, but did he make it for you? Or did he just have some, and then you had some?
Well, now I'm just convinced that nobody likes me and Tyler, because none of you guys have cooked for us.
Excuse me? Wait, who made you smothered burritos at level? Yeah, come on.
Caden loves me. That's it.
I made everyone food.
Caden's a good boy.
And that was even at... No, was that after? No, that was before, because I left after Wasabi Oreos. So, I mean, you know.
Wait a minute. Caden has made everyone food, but he's the only one Stefan has made food for, so it's all connected like a circle.
No, I don't think that's how it works.
And there goes Stefan. Bye, friend.
That was such a stretch for I know. That joke.
Stefan, everything is a stretch for me.
I am not encouraging this. I am just standing by watching this show go up in flames.
He's nodding and giving me a heads up.
I don't have any fire next to me. Otherwise,
Stefan, do you get brain freezes?
I mean, that's a reaction to eating too much cold thing.
Like ice cream.
I couldn't tell what the hell just happened over to Tyler.
Claws. I had my foot up on my knee and it was starting to fall asleep, so I had to balance my cat and take my knee.
I get it, but that was a facial feature that I have not seen on you ever. That's about as close and as comfortable as I want to be towards you giving an O face in the same area. All right.
I mean, no, that's more pain.
Yeah.
I'm but just
should
saying.
It be painful?
Strapped to your lap and it's got claws that dig in.
I mean, some people get O faces from pain. I mean, don't be ashamed, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Don't yuck someone's yum. You ever heard of flogging? You know what flogging is? And I'm not talking flogging Molly.
God damn,
I don't
man.
Know who Molly is.
Okay.
What? I don't... What happened?
Mason. I'm going to tell you right
Mason,
now.
Mason, please go educate yourself, please.
I don't know who Molly is.
Guys. All right. If we're going to be recording this, we need to do it on not Sunday so I can actually drink.
Right? Yeah. Oh, my God.
Tentative episode name. I didn't know Molly.
I don't know who Molly is.
I don't know who Molly is.
At this point, I'm too afraid to ask.
Until you guys started laughing, I actually thought you were just making up words, like Rick and Morty style.
No, Flogging Molly, it's a band.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
flogging, on the other hand, is a sexual activity. Well, it doesn't have to be sexual. Yeah, it doesn't always have to be sexual. But the most common use for it, I feel like, for most people, is usually sexual. And
I think nowadays,
Nowadays, maybe.
Everything's sex nowadays.
Not if we're playing Sea of Thieves. Flogging is an entirely different thing.
That's true.
Well, what would flogging be if we... I don't know why I did that accent.
Yeah, not what I even do. Do you have an ice cream sandwich?
Yeah, he's been like a food tease.
That's what... Where have you been?
I can't tell what it is. His video's a little meh, but... Oh, yeah. Eat that.
What else? You just see it and you know it's an ice cream sandwich.
Yeah.
Well, it could be like a Klondike bar with the sides bitten off. Some people do some weird shit, man.
Okay, a Klondike bar with the sides bitten off.
Caden, what is a Klondike bar?
I don't know. It's something you get when you are sad.
It's an ice cream sandwich.
I don't
know. Klondike bars aren't always ice cream sandwiches. That's
my ice cream sandwich is like wafer, like the wafer, ice cream wafer. Not even a wafer. What, cookie?
Yeah.
I don't know. But a Klondike bar, I thought, is surrounded in a chocolate casing.
It's a chocolate shell. It's more like a candy bar, but with ice cream than it is.
But it's still got the wafer, ice cream wafer.
No, it doesn't. It's just chocolate. It's ice cream covered in hard chocolate. I will fight you on this, Peck. And I will win. Next thing you know, he's going to say a Choco Taco is an ice cream sandwich.
What would you do? There's such a thing as a chocolate taco?
Yeah.
A Choco Taco? You've never had a Choco Taco?
You haven't lived until you had a Choco Taco, I'm just saying.
That doesn't sound very good. Is it like a waffle cone?
Don't.
Is it like cornbread?
It's just a taco that's been frozen and dipped in chocolate.
Is it flour?
No.
Or is it corn?
No. It's a chocolate yes,
it's a corn tortilla.
No, it's not.
Tyler, stop. Okay, Mason.
Let him explore his space.
It's a waffle cone, but not a cone. It's in the shape of a taco shell. And inside that taco shell is ice cream. And then on the outside, where you would usually put salsa or cheese or something like that on the top, it's dipped in a nice little thing of chocolate.
That sounds like a baby sundae. You just described a baby sundae to me.
How is that a sundae? What
at all?
A sundae's like in a bowl with like cherries and sprinkles and shit.
It's like a baby sundae. It's like a little taco instead of a bowl.
You're a baby sundae. Get the fuck out of here.
I'm okay with that.
I'm thinking we need to make a video of all of us just eating various different like ice cream.
Yeah, no, I'm living for this ice cream discourse conversation that we're having though, because like it's been a while since I fought with you guys. I'm pretty happy.
All right, my favorite ice cream, Abraham Lincoln's birthday cake of freedom.
What the it's fuck delicious. Did you just say?
It's a thing. I will say it's a thing. When we went to his work to pick up the nasty ass bottle of licorice alcohol, which was just disgusting, and it's still sitting in my shelf, and I'm probably gonna burn it. That's honestly, okay. He sent us to this ice cream parlor near his work where all their ice cream flavors are like
pioneered flavor,
like different presidents and stuff. It was actually pretty good. I mean, did I get any of their like named stuff? Absolutely not. I didn't feel like paying into the American agenda. Thanks, Green Day. But I got chocolate. That was good.
Look, all right. What qualifies for ice cream is cold, sugary, and only has at max three words in its name. All right. Rocky Road. Okay.
look, no, like. It can have more than three words, but whatever the fuck it was that Mason said over there is way too much of a fucking mouthful. Okay. Like nobody's going to be like, oh, hey, you want to go down and get a cone of President Abraham Lincoln's
birthday cake of freedom,
ice cream, birthday cake, chocolate munchie bar. Like, no, that's way too much.
Abraham Lincoln's log cabin, yo.
Who thinks Abraham Lincoln
and goes like... That's the name, Abraham Lincoln's log cabin. Not whatever the fuck Mason said.
Wait, Abraham Lincoln had a log cabin?
No,
Sound clip.
Okay.
I got lost at some point, and I'm not sure where it was.
All right.
Probably at the log cabin.
Let him talk.
Bye, Tyler. Bye, friend.
Let me say it this way. Why can't you be as basic as all the rest of us? Okay? Vanilla, chocolate. If you're feeling saucy, you wind up going over with butter pecan. But most people stay within a very like honest box. That's...
Okay, I was going to say, butter pecan is pretty far out there.
That's
you skip strawberry.
Why are you saying pecan? It's pecan.
It's pecan.
No, it's not.
It's pecan.
I've never
heard different ways, pecan. Like tomato, tomato.
No.
No one says tomato.
No. Nobody
I've never heard pecan. I've never heard pecan.
No one says whatever the hell you just said, Sankin.
I do want to expand on what Stefan said, though. Let me talk. So... I was in Portland pretty recently, and one of the traditions, because I went with who are my current roommates, it was kind of like, they just invited me to go out, and they have like the tradition where they go to a sake bar, and then once they're good and drunk, they walk down the street to an ice cream place that makes homemade ice cream, and I will say, when you are shit-faced drunk, and you see these long-ass ice cream titles... Everything is fucking hilarious, and you just want to eat everything there. All right, like we were so drunk, and it was so much fun. And I was just like, I just really want to go and eat ice cream now. And they have like a secret menu that changes every single day, and I'm just like, I want all of this ice cream, man.
But what'd you get though? Is the question here?
I regretted what I got because I ended up just getting like their version of like cookie dough because it just sounded really good. And then I was eating it on the way out. I'm like, I really should have got that campfire brownie, whatever the fuck the title was.
was there no real cookie dough in it?
There was cookie dough, but I was a little disappointed. I was like, I should have got the brownie batter cookie campfire, whatever the fuck the name was. I can't remember because I was fucking drunk.
Fucking trash.
Vaughn, are you okay? You're having a hernia.
Okay, but cookie that ice cream place
is by far one of the best ice creams to ever.
It I'm about is. To burp.
You, there are a lot I of people can't do it right, though. I've seen a lot of failures.
Yeah, I agree, but I was drunk, and I wanted the special ice cream, and I was a little sad that I didn't get both, because I could have got both, and I didn't, and I'm an idiot. I should have got both.
What Portland?
The only
Oregon.
Portland, Maine. What do you think is...
There's Portland, Oregon. There's Portland, Colorado.
Is there a Portland, Colorado?
I don't know, but I know there's a Portland, Maine. I'm a slap to your
ass. There's a Portland, Maine, a Portland, Oregon. Fuck.
Is there actually a Portland,
Maine? Well, let's put it this way. Maine, they don't have Otter Pops.
Portland.
What does that have to do with anything?
Okay, but here's the thing. Why would there be a Portland in Colorado? Because Portland, it implies that there is a port to land.
You definitely land some places in Colorado if you know what I mean.
There's a port. What are you talking about?
Well, there's going to be an inland port in Utah.
Anyway, this ice cream place was freaking awesome. Okay, so there was a line out the door for this ice cream place, and I didn't even tell you guys the best part about it. There was a guy holding a golden retriever in his arms like a baby the entire time he was in line for ice cream. And it was the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Was he drunk too?
No, Brandon, you shut up. All right, Candace, I have a question. And it's similar to Brandon.
I assume everyone in Portland is drunk like 24/7.
Oh, yeah. No, everybody there was drunk. It was great.
Just to clarify, we're talking about Portland, Oregon.
Oregon, yes.
Okay, cool. Okay. All right, we're good. Continue.
Okay. Now I need to know, because you don't just see someone holding a golden retriever and just go about your day like, oh, well, this is just what happens over on a Saturday. All right. No, you have questions. Please tell me you at least walked up to the person and you just went, why? I just want to know why. Like, no judgment. I support everything you're doing right now. But why? It could be on the ground, but why?
Well, okay, because the dog technically wasn't allowed in the restaurant, but he's allowed in the restaurant as long as he's not on the ground. So if he was holding him, he's allowed to drink.
I mean, it's
one of those weird rules that's easy to get around.
I'm
assuming the whole reason he can't be in the restaurant is because of contamination, right? Like dog hair gets everywhere, allergies, all that stuff.
I would assume so.
How would being on the ground versus in someone's arms have any difference?
Well, because I think they allow people to bring small dogs that could be in a purse or whatever. And the guy's if I'm holding the golden retriever, it qualifies as the same thing as somebody bringing a dog in their purse.
Yeah, you see that in subways.
Yeah.
Okay, are we talking about the subway restaurant train? Or are we talking about subways in
the actual
New
subway?
York?
The actual
subway. Oh, I thought we were talking about the restaurant.
Underground subways where there's creatures hiding about that never see the light of day. And they're being carried around in a small backpack or muscular arms because they're drunk.
You mean
New
Yorkers? I
got 12 on my initiative.
For a second there, I thought he was talking about chuds.
I thought he was talking about New Yorkers. So.
What's a chud?
Is that like a
humanoid underground dwellers?
Yeah.
Oh, I was
what?
Stefan knows who Chud is.
Yeah. Amazing comic book character. Cannibalistic.
Humanoid
underground dwellers. Yeah, we talking chuds. God damn it, Tyler, I love you.
He says it, and then Stefan puts his headphones on. What is that name? That was great, Stefan.
That's like the ROUSs.
What is that?
Rabbits of unusual size?
Rabbits of unusual size, yeah. I love that movie.
Brandon, watch out. There's a ginger behind you trying to kill you.
No, she's not here.
Why did you have to... last time you came out with the bathroom privacy things, and now all of a sudden you gonna get slapped. You gonna get slapped, and I'm gonna be here for it. I love it.
No, she's not in the bath right now. I don't know what she's doing.
No, I was talking about Moody.
She's probably in bed right now.
I was talking about Moody, not Carly. No.
There's one there, and then she's right there too.
Y'all ever wonder how many times Brandon gets popped in a daily basis? It
define popped.
That was something that went through my head earlier today. It was like I knew that we were going to be over on this podcast. I knew Brown was going to say something, a lot of things that were going to sit there and irritate the bloody hell out of me. And all I could think about is how many times does Brandon get popped on a daily basis?
What do you mean by popped?
What do you think I mean, Mason?
Someone threw a can of soda.
Wait, hold on. I want to hear what Mason thinks popped means.
What do you think?
Like, in one of those old anime moments when he gets slapped in the back of the head and he gets called a baka.
Baka.
Yeah, but you don't have to just...
Baka.
Eren Yeager. So, this morning, she got really mad at me.
Baka.
This morning.
So, we had Domino's Pizza yesterday. Yesterday, and it gives me a lot of gas. And so in the morning, the first thing I do when I wake up is I release a buildup that was occurring all night. And since I had all that cheese yesterday, it was a really big one. So this morning, so it was like at least a minute long going.
A minute?
How?
She woke up so mad.
How did you not die?
and then she's like, is your intestines on the outside of you?
All right.
And then she got so mad because she's like, Brandon, go wash my sheets because I'm going to smell this 3 days later and throw up.
All right, minute mark now.
This literally, what? Like...
A minute is a long time.
Yeah,
that wasn't, like, the same, like, tone the whole minute, but it was like...
I was gonna say, that is something literally escaping you for a minute.
That was only... we're only almost a quarter of a way through the minute.
Okay, let's say 30 seconds, okay? We're generalizing it, Mr. Which Portland. Time. Okay. A normal, or a longer than normal amount of time. She was so mad.
An abnormal amount of time. I got you, Brandon.
Yeah.
Mason.
I heard. But.
Why are you being all like?
I get her mad at me constantly, so. But well, no, I checked, and I was clean, so nothing came out.
Okay.
Except for gas.
Also, I just checked. There is no Portland, Colorado.
Oh, sorry. I did Google that. There are 22 places named Portland in America. There are 2 places named Portland in the UK. There are 2 places named Portland in Australia. And there is 1 place named Portland in New Zealand.
But there's no Portland, Colorado.
But there is no Portland, Colorado.
I'm pretty sure most of those places are by ports, though.
Let's see here. Oregon, North Dakota, Texas, Wisconsin, Tennessee, Indiana, Michigan, New York, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, Maine, England, Victoria, and New South Wales.
Look, boil this down to Portland's trying to take over all the U.S. with pot smoke and holding a doggone golden retriever. That's all you got to say.
That sounds like a...
I also saw a llama wearing a hat when we were in Portland.
That kills people, Carl.
Carl.
He was not eating hands.
What's this sticky stuff we're standing in?
He was not eating hands at the time, but I only saw him for a second.
And that's all you need to know.
Yeah. It was legitimately a llama wearing a hat, though.
That's pretty dope.
Then you started making out with...
No, why would they make out with the llama?
Well, no, I was going to quote llama with hats, and then I decided to not to halfway through the quote.
Yeah.
Mason, you either commit or you back out, man. You got to choose one. No, like you back out before you make the decision to commit.
That's a good lesson for life.
You got one or the two, man. You can't be like,
yeah, huh. there's no soaking. You're either abstinent or you go in thrusting.
So for our non-Utah listeners, soaking is the act of inserting one's penis into a female vagina.
Stop there.
Wait, what?
I'm just imagining Mason like
what?
Trying to pick up women like at a bar, just goes up to one and be like, "Excuse me, did it hurt?"
And then walks away.
Walks away.
You don't know me. You don't know things I've done.
That's making the assumption he's going out to bars and or has the courage to hit on women.
Ouch.
I've seen him at a bar, I think.
I've got salted jerky over here.
I think you've been to cosplay night, right?
Yeah, I went once.
Yeah, he's been to a bar.
I've been to two bars, and one I almost got kicked out because they thought I had a fake ID.
That would make sense.
Well, did you have a fake ID?
I'm still not convinced that your ID isn't fake.
I'm a 1997 baby. Yay.
You want to say hi?
With emphasis on baby.
You want to say hi?
Isn't that the year Independence Day came out?
I don't know. I haven't seen
97.
It.
No, I think it came out before that.
So Candace, now that I have the opportunity, how was he holding the golden retriever? Was it like a
baby?
Like a baby.
Like that, oh, yeah.
96.
Like a baby. Like the way Tyler holds Nicola.
Who's a good baby?
Nicola.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, the cat has abandoned Tyler. Yeah, he abandoned you.
I like his little green bow tie. I want one.
I bought that for him.
Men in Black came out in 97.
Yeah.
You can have my red bow tie from the short we filmed that never did anything with.
I am down for that. Hold on, I gotta write down that 97 thing.
I also got Topaz, Tyler's other cat, bow tie, and the first thing she did was try to strangle herself with it. It was kind of funny.
That makes sense.
She like grabbed it with her teeth and she tried to yank
take
it off.
But it didn't look like she's trying to strangle herself.
Yeah, same though. Same. Life,
we had to take the bell off.
There was a bell on it?
Yeah, there was a little bell. She grabbed the bell with her teeth and she was trying to pull the whole thing off. And I'm like, sweetheart, please do not kill yourself with the thing I just bought you. Like,
wait, are we still talking about Men in Black?
No.
No, we're talking about bow ties.
Well, the bell with the cat on the collars, totally Men in Black.
It's on Orion's belt.
That wasn't a cat, though.
I just
in the movie, it was a cat, yeah.
It was an alien.
No, the cat was a cat.
It was an actual cat.
Oh, you're right. It
was a cat. Almost
Captain
Marvel.
The owner was not a cat. Yeah, Captain Marvel, which I finally saw.
Did you not come and watch it at the PopCon thingy with us?
It's Captain Marvel.
It's Captain Marvel.
It's Captain Marvel.
Oh, no, that was just me, Mason, and Stefan.
I was there.
You were there.
I don't know what's going on anymore.
Oh, the Captain Marvel screening.
It's these three right here. It's Caden, and it's Brandon. I swear to God, they're trying to derail the conversation.
What did I do? What the hell did I do?
Everything we do is... Yeah, that was completely off the rails there.
Yeah.
I was just going because I talked about Men in Black, and then Candace talked about a cat with a bell on his collar, and it was the same thing.
Oh, speaking of derailed, make sure to go watch our videos Unrailed on YouTube at The Cracked Brain.
From like 2 years ago?
They still hold up, my dude. They still hold
they
up.
They do.
Back when life was so much simpler.
Yay.
Yeah.
Candace, do you remember when we made up all those fake sayings? That was one of my favorite moments I've ever
lived. Fuck you.
Like shooting fish in a basket.
Yeah. That is, I am super excited to do that. Make up fake languages with my baby coming. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, don't count your sheep before you burn them.
Wait. Oh no, that's one of the fake sayings. Okay, cool. I was gonna be like, why am I burning my baby? That's not ideal. I'm not a witch from Salem, Portland, Oregon.
You're not?
No. I mean, I am a witch. Or warlock, I don't know. I have a spell jar right here.
Yeah, see, I've been pegging you wrong this entire time, apparently.
Just don't shoot your pagan before you aim.
Kansas is pagan.
Wait, I'm getting pegged? Someone tell Jenna. Finally.
What?
Don't tell Jenna. It hurt. I mean, no, you can tell Jenna.
When I got you in trouble, Caden? When you asked me not to put a certain clip in a video, and I did it anyways.
Yeah. That
you dropped the mic.
I and did broke drop the it. Mic. I broke the mic. I broke the karaoke mic. It was during a Fractured Friday wrap up. I was doing the thing. I was being like, I was being Present Mic before I knew Present Mic was a thing. I was being annoying and loud and had mic. It was all cool. And then I did a mic drop, and it shattered to pieces.
And yeah, that's like, what gravity does.
As soon as I picked it up,
drop this, you know, toy and see what happens.
Yeah, as soon as I picked it up, I was like, Brandon, don't post this. Jenna's gonna find out.
I put it at the end. Most people don't watch till the end.
Oh, trust me, I know. Watching the own analytics on my own YouTube stuff, I know. That retention goes.
I watched till the end.
I'd say most people.
Most people. If you look at the analytics, it's like an 11-second drop-off. People will watch for those 11 seconds, and then they're gone.
This fucking Mason kid, but I don't want to watch this anymore.
I like to support our company.
Neat.
See, Candace has faith in us. All y'all can go and suck dick sideways.
All right. Again, name a place. Mason, name a time and place. You know I'll be there.
I don't know if Mason can.
I'm going to be honest. I got lost somewhere. I don't know what we're talking about.
We're saying we don't know if you can suck dick sideways.
Yeah.
I've never tried.
Yeah.
Do you want to?
No.
Okay. Hey, you know what? No means no.
I don't want to do anything adult like that for a while. I'm good.
Sure, but you were complaining about just getting a kiss on the cheek.
This is why you don't have a girlfriend.
That's true, also.
I mean...
I'll put it this way, Mason.
Because he won't suck dick sideways?
there are females with penises.
His girl's dick sideways, okay?
Okay, but specifically that's the reason.
Yeah.
Mason, don't listen to him. You don't have to suck dick sideways just to be in a relationship.
Okay, yeah, but you are, so get with the program. He's sucking Carly's dick sideways.
Does it have to be sideways?
Yes, that's the only way you can do it. That's the safe way. That's the safe and consensual way to suck dick. I can't.
I was about to say, like, you should have abandoned that
a long time ago. Well, let's go back 10 minutes. We said you should have abandoned it before you committed.
No, see, that's my. I committed. I committed fully.
You did. I'm proud of you.
And you saw yourself become the villain.
Yeah.
Who's the one who's sideways?
You either. Nope. Richard sideways.
Richard. That dang Richard.
Yeah, dang Richards. You know, just fuck him. Fuck Richards, you know?
Okay, I have a question for you guys.
I have an answer.
No, I hope y'all do. Okay? What is something, like, what? Thinking back on the good times with Crack Brain, what are some highlights that you guys have looked back with? I'm going to have every male person shut the hell up, and I'm going to go with Candace for right now.
Easily the time that Tyler was shit-faced drunk and we were playing speedrunners and you specifically said no matter what we do not go left, and then Tyler immediately went left.
So I watched that maybe like a month ago and was losing. Well, it was bad as I was watching it at work on the toilet. And it was like, this is not the best place to be sitting there cracking up while watching a video. But God damn it, it was awesome.
If it had ever been recorded, Cluckwit would have been the number one answer, though.
God damn it.
Cluckwit and Hisswit. Just because Tyler got killed by Hisswit because he didn't listen to me. And he deserved it.
I was fairly certain you were lying to me.
Just like going left. Both times, Tyler died because he thought somebody was lying to him.
Only one of those times was all involved. You all.
I almost made a comeback. Runners.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
The best part was Tyler's reaction being like, what? No, what? I thought you were trying to trick me. Oh.
No, if I can remember it, if I can remember it verbatim, it was shit.
And then he went and fell asleep in the dog bed and the dogs got upset at him.
Yep.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well,
I miss being able to get shit faced and play games with you guys.
Well, we can still do that. We just have to account for, like, tomorrow.
It's true. Well, delightful.
That was Candace's. Tyler, any fun moments that you can remember?
No. My memory's terrible. It's so bad.
Tyler's like, I've never had fun.
I've absolutely hated working with you guys. You guys are just the worst and just...
I miss just honestly being able to get into the same room and hang out.
Yeah.
Soon. I'm working on something soon.
Second cabin.
Speaking of getting in the same room and finishing... Tyler, we need to finish playing It Takes Two. We started playing that. It was really... Yeah. So that was a lot of fun.
Yay.
Brandon.
Hi.
Crack brain moment.
I miss getting drunk, to be honest.
Yeah.
That it's hasn't funny.
Happened with you since like the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like the old time where Carly got the whiskey in my eye.
In your eye, yeah.
Was I there for that? I don't remember that.
No,
you this was with us at this time.
That was a crazy.
For you listening, people, I think I've been sober 4 or 5 years.
Yeah,
congrats.
Yeah, since my birthday party.
Yeah. So yeah, the reason why is because we were
was that
Hayden's,
that long ago,
and I took a lot of alcohol very quickly, and I painted Caden's bathroom with my vomit, and that was the last time I drank.
Yeah. I'm proud of you, though. Like,
so, yeah, it's been hard. I want to drink. But, no, I would say, yeah. Well, it's just the beginning. It was like the adventures when we were getting to know each other.
Yeah. Before we all hated Brandon.
Yeah. No, I've always hated Brandon. Peck.
I don't hate you, buddy. I strongly dislike. I don't hate. Hate's a rough word, you know? Like, you know.
Well, look for Mr. kind of going down memory lane, all right? Caden, fun memory.
Level up. 100%.
Oh,
that was that is honestly like the highlight of my time. Like the pure adrenaline and feel of being on stage and then eating those wasabi Oreos and kicking your fucking ass as my boy Deku.
Shut your mouth.
Me blindfolding or blindfold playing Dio was pretty fantastic.
Yeah, like level up was honestly highlight. Like honestly, I think it's part of the reason I got the job at Sundance was because I like talked about my time at level up and like kind of running things.
Don't forget how I kept you all awake with my snoring.
I did not sleep in the same room as you. That was the night before. That was the night before I got there because you guys all stayed a night. And then I flew out.
RTX was the one where you kept me up with your snoring because it sounded like you were choking to death. Yeah.
I was down the hall from you in RTX.
And he still heard it.
Trust me,
that
Peck.
Was not me.
No.
Mason,
you were in our room, right?
No, I wasn't.
Mason was in our
you were.
Mason,
no,
Mason
I was with Candace
room,
and Tyler.
And that's how we started knowing that Mason slept like this.
Wait, who else? Because I had Cole, Carly,
okay,
and I.
Okay, I rescind my answer. My answer is Mason in the hotel room, like sleeping, and then all of a sudden just sits up and like starts screaming. And Stefan's over there, like grabbing him by the shoulders, and like Mason, wake up, Mason.
I am so sorry. I am so sorry.
Oh, we do have a really. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Candace.
I also remember RTX where we adopted that one guy that I kept calling the fake John Risinger, and then we just pawned him off on Stefan.
Kilgore. I still talk to him sometimes.
Freaking Kilgore. Awesome.
The cool gif we made though at RTX.
Fuck you.
what are you talking about? Do you want me to say the woohoo for backflips? No, the cool one where like Tyler's like spreading his arms out and stuff like that. What gif are you thinking about? The one where you had an accident?
Yeah, the one I shat my pants.
Right after the scary movie.
Also, fun fact about RTX, Tyler and I are in the Ruby Companion Guide because of that convention.
Yup.
Yeah.
Yeah, our photo is actually in the book. I even have the book right here.
Yeah, I have that book too.
We're in this book.
I know. I'm jelly. You look awesome in that book.
Thank you.
And that still.
That was when Tyler was getting yelled at by the weapons prop people for his weapons being too dangerous. And then they had to call the security over, and the security guy just looked at Tyler's like, son, you gotta stab anybody with that? And Tyler's like, no, sir. And he's like, let the damn boy have his toys, all right?
I remember that, because that's the same time when my Tucker was falling apart at the seams.
Yeah.
Was I the one who was picking up after you? Like, every step, I just like, ooh, another piece. Another
piece.
Ooh, piece of cosplay. Ooh, piece of cosplay.
100%.
I'm gonna sell this on eBay.
Oh, you want cosplay? You can have my ODST helmet, Mason.
Well, I've been promised a dock 3D printed, so we'll see if I do anything before that.
Right.
This thing's way too small for my head.
Who promised you that? It wasn't me.
I'll just leave it at that.
Someone else.
Brandon, we have other friends with 3D printers. Okay.
Yeah, that's but everyone comes to me for the Halo 3 armor.
No,
speaking of which, Brandon, hey, do you have some time with your printers that I can help? That was it. That was me. Never mind. Fuck you.
Yeah, we were waiting to see if you'd commit.
I was waiting for the feedback. It was like, you know, it's my bit, and then everyone joins in on the bit, and then now I'm you know, the stereotypical white asshole, except I'm not straight, so.
When no one knows what the hell you're talking about, Caden, it's really hard to join in.
It was prevalent! It was prevalent! She was like, everyone comes to me! Everyone comes to me! And I came and was like, hey, Brandon, can I use your 3D printer? It was part of the conversation.
I knew what he was talking about, and I just let him go.
Yeah, I wasn't gonna stop it.
Rude. I didn't know it was a bit.
The one time I joined the podcast.
You shut up. You know you'll be back.
Maybe I should move to Portland, Colorado. Maybe you'll listen to me then.
Maybe you fucking should.
What's Mason's favorite memory?
All of them. Literally every single time we ever do anything, he's like, yay, friends, we're doing something.
He is correct. There's so many. There's the Patrice moment. There's the sayings moment. There's Mason explains when I first found out what a Game of Thrones was.
No,
what a Game of Thrones was.
A singular Game of Thrones.
There was RTX where I met Miles. Well, kind of. I just was like, hi. And he was like, bye. And he walked very fast away from me.
That's when we met John Risinger, too. I was like, John! And he's like, oh, hi. And then he kept walking. But he looked.
Well, he was walking. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was probably going to a panel, Mason. And he was
there
like,
there was also that time when Garrick came out for a little bit at RTX.
We need Garrick back.
You thought it was weird that the old folks' home was at the top of a hill.
Yeah, well.
That's still the funniest thing Mason's ever said.
Exercise somehow.
No, no. It was worse when he wanted to run over the motorcycle.
Look, I don't know how to summon Garrick. I have no idea how to do any of this. Things just happen.
I probably have a spell for that.
No, Caden, it's non-polluted Utah air.
That is true.
Oh, yeah. So that's air what somewhere
keeps
else.
Yeah. So polluted Utah air is what keeps him in check.
But the non-polluted Utah air,
there isn't such a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you sure it's not the porn problem we have here? Are you sure that's not what's keeping Kim in check?
The what?
The porn. Never fucking.
Do
mind.
We have a problem?
Of course. Of course. Of course it's the air, okay? You know, we have so much porn in our air.
Is Mason hitting it out of the park. He's going like, is there a problem? Look, all right, what I do
is
my own self.
Right?
Is there. What?
We love you, Mason. That's all there is to it. We love you.
You guys still never explained that Patrice thing.
Guess what? I barely even remember Patrice.
You were playing XCOM.
XCOM gonna give it to you.
And you had the characters named after each of us.
That's right.
Except and, there was, or sorry, you couldn't ahead, name them or whatever, but like the one that was supposed to be representing Mason.
Fucking Patrice.
I convinced you to launch a grenade, and we were talking about how it was like Kobe, where it's just like, Patrice!
Oh my god. It's bad when it's like, I don't remember it, and then you start describing it, and I'm like, oh my god, I absolutely remember this.
What's Stefan's favorite memory?
that's difficult.
Getting to meet all of us.
No, absolutely not.
That's his fear.
That was the worst decision of his life.
No. Honestly, it's sad, it's stupid, it's all this kind of stuff, but it's less about like a singular moment. Like if we want to go singular moment, I'd have to say it's actually the times of like after all the podcast or recording was done and we would just be hanging out and bullshitting back over at the apartment and stuff like that, or like you guys messing with my kids, like that right there, freaking awesome moments. But like no one in the audience knows those moments, you know. Only one that I can really think of, like that the audience would know of was goddamn Chaos Corner. All right, Chaos Corner, especially over in FanX, like Vegas was awesome, and I'm glad we did that. Chaos Corner in FanX was a goddamn nightmare because nothing wanted to work. All right, it was so like
except me getting everybody to clap on cue,
and that's the thing. I'm just like, it was one of those where that was one where I was expecting it to fail, and it didn't, because like FanX has actually asked me a couple of times, like, would you guys be will like. Here's the thing. FanX has asked me to go and bring it back, and so has Level Up. They've both been like, would you guys bring it back? And I'm like, when the time is right, we will absolutely do this again. But you just got to give us some time. Like, seriously, being like, freaking Wasabi Oreos are death. Okay? And that god,
no one ate them but me.
They were just gross. Like, they weren't even hot. They were just gross.
Okay. But then... when you back that up with freaking Sulfur Dragon itself coming in the form of post-traumatic stress of eating that goddamn spicy ramen, okay? Oh my god. Oh my god.
I loved making you describe Dragon Ball Z while eating that ramen.
That
was a good episode.
We really should do the Hot Ones challenge.
The Sulfur Dragon will come back.
No, Sulfur Dragon will rise.
It descends.
It will plummet.
Right?
It will also break. Also,
like you do backflips after you ate the ramen and drink the hot sauce.
It was good
old churn bucket.
Yup.
Mixing it all up.
Hey, look, I haven't thrown up with you guys. I've thrown up post you guys, all right, from drinking too, like a little bit too much and throwing up over inside the bathroom because, like, oh, we play Sea of Thieves, all right? Vomiting is happening right now.
I do miss hanging out at your place and chatting with your kids afterwards. One, the two older ones love Tyler. But I also missed the youngest one calling me Dis because he didn't know how to say Candace. So like I'd helped him clean up his popcorn. He's like, "Thank you, Dis."
And I'm like, "Thank you, Dis."
Trust
me.
And I'm like now he's old enough that he could say it.
He still wouldn't. I'm gonna tell you right now, you're still Dis.
Dis, bitch.
It's between Dis and then Caden. Like Caden is Caden. Brandon is okay. Brandon. So, I don't think they've actually heard me say your name before, at least like just the youngest one, because I sat there like, okay, we were sitting there messing around over at the gym one of the days, and there's a guy that works over there called Brandon, and I'm sitting there talking to him and whatnot, and science experiment number 3 comes out, and he's just sitting there like, okay, kind of chatting back and forth with me. And for some reason I just said like, oh, this fucking guy, and god damn it, science experiment number 3 is like, Brandon, and I'm just like, maybe I use this term a little bit too much exclusively with Brandon. they know at base function how it's like, dad's yelling, probably Brandon.
Well, the funniest
fucking guy,
like the older kids, was when we were all hanging out in the hot tub and you were just letting Tyler throw your children into the pool while he was drunk. And I'm like, are you really going to let drunk Tyler just throw your children into a shallow pool? And you're like, I've got extras. It's fine.
I can always make another.
I can make another one. Like I said, these ones have gone past their warranty date. They're due for something, all right? I'm not saying I want to kill them. Basically, it's almost like having like a 2002 Honda Accord. You don't want anything bad to happen to it. It's got a whole lot of miles, but at the same time, like, you're silently kind of knowing it's going to break at some point, and you're just going to be there. You're hoping it doesn't strand you over inside the middle of, like, Nevada or something like that.
Portland, Colorado.
Colorado.
Don't get stranded there.
This episode brought to you by Portland, Colorado.
The only port in port. Wait, that's not what I meant.
The only port.
Yeah, import or export. That's an inland port.
You need to shut up, Peck. You need to shut up. You and your five head
fucking guy.
You and your five head need to shut up, all right? Mason, don't. Mason, don't.
Ask it, Mason.
Don't. Just don't.
Mason.
You know what? I'm just going to assume I misheard and just.
Good thing. Well,
I like that response. Yes, Mason, you misheard.
So, okay.
I just want to see Brandon drown.
Yeah. Oh.
From being thrown into the pool by drunk Tyler?
I'll do it.
I'll scream.
Just keep on going until the bubbles become less and less frequent.
Right, you are all crazy murderous people. Let's change the subject.
How I eat my cookies.
All at once and not bite by bite.
You take the cookie, you dip it in the milk until the bubbles stop coming up, and then you take your bite.
That's soaking soggy cookie.
Tyler, you say that like you're allowed to have a glass of milk in your house. The cats will get to it too fast.
Truth. So
anytime Tyler has milk, Nikola just screams and he'll look over at me like, remind him that he's supposed to give it to me. Like, he freaks out.
So I imagine like Five Nights at Freddy's Foxy style. Like, the second the milk comes out, just Nikola bolts.
What the fuck was that sound?
Oh, okay. Caden, you need to stop with the whole Poppy's Playhouse thing. All right.
You need to play it.
Poppy Playtime?
I refuse to. But I definitely had to see someone play it. And I'm not just talking about Caden playing it. I had to watch someone else play it. And I pissed myself. Okay. And that is not a joke. I pissed myself. Okay.
Watching you piss yourself.
It's an intense game.
It's
intense.
Oh.
Now, did you pee a little bit or a lot?
Oh! Speaking of which, today we celebrated my niece's fourth birthday. Sorry, brain fire. Mm-hmm. And we went to one of those like kid play house hug gyms thing. There was a castle called Huggies Cuddle Palace or something weird like that. And I was like, "This is where you go to die. This is what happens." You go in come out.
No. With a name like the Cuddle Palace, that's where the not good stuff happens to children.
Yeah. I was about to go and
take a little touchy feely there.
I was about to go and take it. It is the best. Like
that is the place you do not want your kids to go.
It was 100%. But I'm gonna tell you right now, like if you were to tell me like we're going over to the Cuddle Palace, I'm gonna be over here over in the corner sitting there going like, oh, I've never been to a strip club, but I'll go over to Cuddle Palace every day. Now that I think about it, if there could actually be like a straight up Cuddle Palace, like imagine walking in through the doors and just like having like a buffet menu about it. It's like, what kind of cuddles would you enjoy? All right. I'm telling you right now, watching anime like next to like a warm fire with a blanket, I will pay obscene amounts of money for a cuddle day like that.
What you just described is about 60% of sex work.
Yes, I will
So Stefan, you can actually hire a professional cuddler.
This is a job?
It's an actual thing.
You
pay them for them to come over and just like cuddle and like spoon you and shit. Nothing sexual. It's just
in the contract, nothing sexual.
Have you guys seen that short with, which one is it? Is it Dylan or Cole? It's one of the Sprouse brothers, but he's like a...
Again, it's just like, no.
No.
No, he's like...
I know Spice Girls.
No, he's like, he's a sex worker, but this old man calls him to come to this hotel room the year after his wife dies on their anniversary because they... would go to this hotel and have their anniversary. It is the sweetest short you will ever see. He comes in like a dress and they like dance and he like, it's cinematic and you guys should watch it. It's great.
I shall be looking for this.
It's amazing.
I'll be looking for this. Well,
it made me cry.
I will also say it this way. With episode 200, one of the things I definitely want to go and say real quick is like, thank you to everyone that has been sticking with Crackbrain as a whole. Like the last, I don't know how long this honestly has been going, but yeah, like this again was supposed to be a stupid little hobby to keep me out of depression a long time ago and has evolved into more. And like, it's always really cool getting emails or messages or DMs when people are going like, when people actually get irritated that we didn't record something, that's when I know like, ooh, okay, we're actually doing something good. So for episode 200, I do want to actually thank the audience specifically. You guys are freaking awesome. Thank you so much. Like, I can't tell you what it feels like to actually have anyone watch our stuff or listen to our stuff or anything like that, you know. And even with doing the video segments again, like, I thought, okay, well, we're gonna put these back over on YouTube, and they're getting more views than before when we were more regular. So, you know, that's pretty freaking awesome. So again, thank you guys for sticking with us. I hope you guys actually have been enjoying things. Like, I understand if you were thinking that we were going to be this content creator group that like was way more consistent than we were over the last year, I'm sorry for that. But like, there are things that are, you know, percolating and hopefully will kind of come out in the future. So like, again, thank you guys so much for sticking with us for freaking 200 episodes. God damn.
Yay.
Oh, right.
I will personally come to each of your houses and consensually give you a crisp high five.
I
was going for a murder tactic there.
Right. There you go.
Thank you, friends.
There you go. So
I did it.
I will end this podcast because we are over time and it is freaking late. Okay.
I'm so tired.
It is something where I will definitely say with this podcast, thank you guys for listening. You guys have been freaking awesome. And we will continue to talk to you guys later.
Bye. My friends. Miss
Hit
you already.
Notification bell. Like and subscribe.